It's time now for the WaterWise Tip of the Week. I've got Dan Denning here, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. I'm Dave Clemens, and we're going to call this one, Don't Flush Away Savings This Christmas. Nothing like putting the holidays with some flush away.
Well, you know, we're already spending so much money on presents and dinners and things, like, we don't want to be wasting money. So,
right.
Here in the City of Bend, you know, we've got almost 500 million gallons of water used annually in toilet flushing.
Wow. Just which toilet is flushing alone.
Just
500 million gallons.
Isn't that astounding?
It really is.
Right?
Where does it all go?
To the reclamation plant, but that's another story.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that someday.
Yeah. You know, and to compound that, you know, a lot of the leaks we deal with folks are running toilets or toilets that are stuck open. That could be another 200 gallons per day.
Sure.
Per issue. So all that water adds up really fast. So what we want to promote this Christmas season and this winter actually is, you know, some of those high efficiency or those WaterSense labeled toilets that are out there nowadays are, they're great operationally. You know, they've got varying levels of savings. Some even have like dual flushes. Lots of water savings here for folks that want to upgrade. And if you want to swap out that old clunker that you've got and get a WaterSense labeled, we've even got a sweet little incentive we'll throw in from the City of Bend for $80 a toilet.
Huh.
And depending on the one you're replacing, that could be 20 or 60% water savings too annually. So,
oh, wow.
We want to keep the money in your pocket for fun times around Christmas and the holidays.
Right. There's other things to spend your money on.
Absolutely.
Cool. And it's good for everybody else too, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not just your pocketbook.
No.
Helps the community. Why is that?
Why is it?
I'm going to ask you the dumbest question in the history of the world.
Okay, shoot.
Why do we care? We're not going to run out of water. I mean, the stuff falls out of the sky, for crying out loud.
Right. So perpetually, it's the same amount of water that's been around since the dinosaurs.
Right.
Just keeps recycling itself.
I love dinosaur water. So why are we so worried about it all the time?
Well, a lot. So there's a lot of external factors that are just, it's not influencing that is water, you know, are we running out? But it's like, is it available when we want it and need it?
Gotcha.
Right? And how we prioritize it. So the amount of water isn't getting any larger, but populations are growing. Okay. The need for food and other things that take water. It's a prioritization of where we're going to use it.
Sure.
You know, is it more beneficial if we're trying to stretch those supplies to, you know, to throw it on the lawn and have it run off into the street unintentionally? Or do we want that for consumption to cool us off in the summer?
Sure.
And to cook our food and those sorts of things? So,
sure. I told you it was a dumb question.
No.
But we did get to talk about dinosaur water, and that doesn't happen every day on the radio. Hey, we're talking to my friend Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. That was the WaterWise Tip of the Week and some other stuff, too. Go to waterwisetips.org to learn more. And, Dan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.